Welcome back to Party Line. It's a Friday morning. Ken and I are happy about that. We want to thank our sponsors, Welty Custom Exteriors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. Ken and I are working this weekend, but we're happy about it being Friday, aren't we? At least I am, and I'm doing good today. I'm not going to let anything stand in my way. I'm going to have a great day.
It's just another day for me.
Well, don't steal my thunder, Ken.
I'm not trying to steal thunder. I'm just stating facts with me.
All right, so we've got more local news than ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, right? We've got it all in our hands right here. So, first off, Grandma's cook-off tomorrow.
Yes.
Tell me about that, Ken. What time does that start again?
2 o'clock.
Okay.
Judging starts at 2. I got to be there about 12:30, 12:45. There will be four different categories, and I'm going to guess 40, 50, 60 entrants, depending upon, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mark was telling us the other morning, there's also a cash award, right, for the winners?
Yeah. The nice three crisp $100 bills.
Yeah, nice. Very nice. I was thinking the other day when you and I were talking about this with Mark, we were talking, it's very visual, right? You got to, so Russ Casper over there with WILOTV.com tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I got thinking, you know, it would be so tough to pull off on the radio because it would be like doing play-by-play golf or something, you know. Here's Ken Hartman. He's going to take the soup spoon now, and he sips the chili, and the look on his face is he's smiling. Uh-huh. Now he's moving over to the main entrees, and it would be tough to do play-by-play.
Let's put it this way. What happens if you say, oh, he looks like he's ready to throw up?
No. Well, you know, you call it as you see it, right?
That's true. Fortunately, I've never done that. I don't think anybody since I've been doing this ever has.
So you do the main entrees, right? Is that what you
That's
said?
What I've been doing. See, the first year I did it in desserts, and Shan Sheridan and Keith Smith and I did them. There was 42 entries that year, and 21 of them were desserts.
Yeah.
And, you know, and Shan's wife made pecan pie when he got home, and he said, I didn't even want to look at a dessert.
what was she thinking? and I love pecan pie, but not after taste the desserts. Man. I'm sure Shan does,
actually,
too.
Really, the desserts were really good.
Yeah.
They really were. We only had one winger in the drawer, so that was brownies with Pringles.
Oh, I like both of those things, but again, I don't.
Not together.
Not together.
No,
wow.
Not together. So
I'm sure someone out there likes that.
Oh, though. Yeah. But, you know. But,
so do they provide something to clean your palate?
Well, we get a bottle of water.
Okay. Yeah. Because, I mean, you know, if you're tasting a meatloaf and then you go straight to a chicken cordon bleu or something, you know, it's kind of.
You know,
because you just take one bite,
they kind of give us these little
portions, yeah.
Little portions to play with. And,
okay.
And you got to judge it by taste, smell, look, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it's part of the appearance. It's part of it, right?
Yeah.
So that'll be fun tomorrow afternoon. And Russ will be down there with WILOTV.com. And Ken will be down there with his feed bag on, right? So I did notice that we did have the story on the Frankfort High School and Frankfort Middle School lockout for almost 30 minutes yesterday. Last night we got home, I heard Joel McKinney's phone call that he made to all the parents, you know, the recorded call, the robocall they send out.
Yep.
So was there anything new on that this morning, Ken?
No, I apologize, I didn't get a chance.
So.
Not a thing.
Okay. So basically, a gunshot, which may or may not have been accidental, don't know, went through a wall at an apartment. Frankfort Police Chief Troy Bacon said they're investigating that. But, you know, it's good to know that the schools are on top of that, right?
Yeah, I was exceedingly thrilled yesterday with the response we got from Don and from Joel. And
well, when they share with us, we can let the listeners know. I mean, it was blowing up on Facebook. And,
you know, and also, you know, Troy called me right back, too, and, you know. So it was real good. I mean, we had that done and on in less than an hour.
Right, right. You and I were able to cut on the air a little bit. So tomorrow, you're welcome to stop by, Ken, but I know you're not going to want a quarter-pound chili dog.
I got a cook-off tomorrow.
I know. That's what I was saying.
Plus I'm going to be in Rossville tomorrow morning.
Yeah. What's going on in Rossville?
I got the FFA is having a Stop the Bleed thing that their kids are going to do. And also I'm going to get an update on the renovation of the buildings.
Oh, very good. You know, it's I used to drive through Rossville every day going home to West Lafayette, and now that I don't live in West Lafayette, I don't go to Rossville much. But I was up there about 2 weeks ago, and it had been a month or so. They are really making some progress on that school, so that's cool. So I'm looking forward to your story on that. But before the Grandma's Cook-Off tomorrow, we're going to be having fun at the End of Summer Car Show. That's at 508 West Green Street in Frankfort at Faith Family Church. 10 to noon tomorrow. Join me for a live broadcast here on WILO. And it's the End of Summer Car Show. Quarter Pound Chili Dogs, Glover's Ice Cream, door prizes, DJs and live music, and myself and WILO and Mike Downey, our account executive, will be over there as well. And then on Tuesday, as if we're not already busy enough, right, Ken? Next Tuesday, we'll be doing a live remote broadcast at the Frankfort Community Public Library, and that will be noon to 2. And we'll be over there trying to get people for voter registration day, the National Voter Registration Day. So if you're not registered to vote, there are some midterms coming up. So come on over. We've got people at the library who are going to help you. You know, if you're not sure what you need or anything, you can call 654-8746 and ask for Allison. But they're going to help you, and Spanish-speaking members of the public will have Maria Lopez on hand from 9 till 3 to help you with that as well. If you're a U.S. citizen and you would like to vote, the Children's Department, I saw this, they're also having their own election at the library, and kids can vote for their favorite literary character. I kind of like that. I think that's cool to get the kids started in that early. Literary character, if I had to choose, I don't know. I know I was a big Winnie the Pooh fan growing up. I had Winnie the Pooh teddy bears and a full-size thing of Christopher Robin, and I can't believe I just admitted that on the radio.
Yeah, I was gonna say that I have an entirely different vision of things.
But anyway, that'll be happening next Tuesday, and you'll be hearing about that over the next couple days right here on WILO. So the day after that is the 29th annual WILO Senior Fair. We've pretty much got everything ready to go there. If you're 50 or better, you're invited to stop by for free health screenings and free lunch and free breakfast. Thanks to Center Township of Clinton County and Encompass Credit Union, along with Goodwin Funeral Home, Archer Weston Funeral Home, Hoops, Shoops Country Foods and Catering, along with Beehive Memory Care and Kokomo Health Care Center helping us out for the free lunch. Healthy Communities will be over there. We talked to Laura this week with free health screenings, flu and pneumonia shots, insurance, and Medicare filing available. Special thanks to our state sponsor, too. Friend of WILO, State Senator Brian Buchanan. So we'll be talking about that between now and Wednesday, and we'll see you there. Ken, you said yesterday that you think probably people will be showing up before 9 o'clock.
Oh, yeah, they will be. They always do.
So that morning on Party Line, you and I will do the first portion together, and then I'll take off. And you have a kind of a special guest coming up that morning that we had to reschedule.
Yeah, we do. Morgan Bowe, who's with the State Human Trafficking Department, she's going to be here with us on Wednesday. And she is really good.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was over at a presentation over at the administration building over at Frankfort, when she made a presentation, the stuff that she puts out and the stats just blow you away.
Yeah, well, you don't think of Indiana.
No, you don't. But the thing about it is, the reason that you need to think about it is because it's so well connected to the rest of the country.
Mm-hmm. Right there in the middle, you get Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, you got between Chicago, Cincinnati, Detroit, St. Louis. Yeah, we're all right there.
You know, so many times when we hear that, we think of that happening in, like, other countries or really large cities in America. You don't think about it in Indiana,
it's a little different form from way I judging what she was talking about the last time when I was there. It's a little different form here than what you might think of as, you know, other ways. So it's kind of it's just a little different.
Well, we're going to have full details that morning, and Ken will be conducting that interview. And then I'm going to save him a parking spot over at the Community Life Center, and he'll be joining us probably by 10 o'clock.
He'll be there. But should be between quarter of 10 and 10.
Okay, so we'll take care of that. And then Melissa Miller is going to help us out all day, jocking the tunes for us here so we could do live remote broadcast. Maybe you and I can split some of those broadcasts, Ken.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. I was running around like a crazy chicken with my head cut off last year, I know. But it was my first one. I had
Sometimes you still do.
Get a feel of it, yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You've been watching me the last 2 weeks,
yeah,
haven't
I know,
you?
I have been.
Well, the state of Alaska is getting $10.5 million to help the fight against the deadly opioid crisis.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize either that, I mean, you think all the way up there, how could you have it? But there's nothing to do, right? I mean, it's
right.
Alcoholism is rampant up there along with the opioid drugs. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services said the grant is part of a nationwide distribution exceeding $1 billion. About $4 million of the grant will go toward medication-assisted treatments, while the remaining $6.3 million will go toward establishing health centers and expanding access. Good for them. Let's see. Scientists say serotonin has been functioning as a social behavior regulator since long before humans existed. Researchers from Johns Hopkins University and the Marine Biological Laboratory recently discovered that octopuses respond to the serotonin-altering drug MDMA similarly to the way humans do. The researchers recently gave the drug to octopuses and found that the usually antisocial creatures became more socially tolerant. They said MDMA is ecstasy. They say this is particularly amazing since the evolution of octopuses and humans are separated by hundreds of millions of years. So serotonin's been around making people happy and tolerant for, or making animals and plant life happy and tolerant for years and years and years.
I'm sorry, I have no desire to go see if an octopus is tolerant or not.
I didn't realize octopuses were normally antisocial.
Well, when you see footage of them, you sometimes really wonder what they're thinking. That's for sure.
Yeah, yeah, they're strange looking creatures. I always thought they were kind of cool though.
But they're very selective, and when they decide to go after certain things too.
Yeah, yeah. I've also seen them on some video on Facebook. They can squeeze into unbelievably small spaces.
Mm-hmm.
A big old octopus, man, I've seen them go in some small holes.
Yeah.
Crazy. Ken, two Texas pranksters are getting a big paycheck. They took photos of themselves after noticing that pictures in a McDonald's in Pearl Land didn't feature anyone of Asian descent. McDonald's got word of the trick and awarded them each $25,000 to be in an upcoming marketing campaign. Would that work with you and I if we saw Asians or African Americans and we took a picture and said, we want a couple white guys in there?
I don't know if I want to find out.
Yeah, but no, it wouldn't work. I'll tell you that.
Yep.
A pizza oven company is hiring people to eat more pizza. Well, see you later. Yeah. I'm going to apply for that job. Let me put it again. A pizza oven company is hiring people to eat pizza. Is this a full-time job, Ken Hartman?
Well, it looks like it's going to be. I did that on my show this morning. I said, one of the qualifications should be for that job, can you come in the front door straight ahead? not sideways.
Yeah, right. The Uni Cookware Company said in a blog post last week, it's now hiring pizza taste testers. See, I mean, you're practicing a Genda Saturday, and you could start your new job after the senior fair. Next Thursday. Please don't leave me, Ken Hartman. So, qualified applicants will be required to sample new products, brainstorm recipes, and become Uni brand ambassadors. The company says salaries for pizza taste testers will depend on experience, but the job reportedly pays anywhere from $300 to $1,000 a day.
Yeah, but your health costs are going to more than triple when you do that kind of thing.
$1,000 a day. How can I get involved in this? Can I do that job remotely?
I doubt it.
I'm going to set that aside. I'm going to look further into that.
Okay.
Don't tell Russ Casper, okay?
He can hear you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we talked about Governor Roy Cooper still trying to get his people in the state to be aware, you know, because it's still dangerous down there.
Oh, yeah.
So he's trying to get their state legislature back in session to get down there and do something about it. You got anything over there burning the house down, Ken?
Oh, outside of the fact that both Indiana and Illinois are in the ground beef recall.
What's this now?
There's a federal regulators want you to check your freezer for possibly tainted ground beef. Indiana, along with Illinois, is one of the states impacted by Cargill's recall of over 130,000 pounds of ground beef. USDA says the beef may be contaminated with E. coli. The beef was packaged in June, and the company alerted the USDA in August about the outbreak. get more information about the beef labels at the USDA's website.
So we're not sure what to look for yet, huh?
Well, it didn't say in that one. I'm trying to look here at the other one I've got, and it doesn't say. It says that it was packaged in June. So
okay.
Look up for a date about June.
Boy, that could be a real, I don't know, that could be a big recall.
Yeah, it could be. Well, 130,000 pounds of ground beef is not exactly small.
Huh? No, that's several cattle, isn't it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Let's go ahead and take a commercial break, and we'll come back with more Party Line next on WILO.
No one knows how to help you say I love you like Sparrows Florist and Greenhouse. Sparrows has all the advantages of an attached greenhouse and the largest florist gift showroom in the area. This means gifts galore to say I love you just the way you want. Sparrows will even custom make your love message with hand-painted and country craft items. Sparrows wants to help you say I love you, thank you, good luck, congrats, or whatever else needs to be said just the right way with flowers. Call today for delivery today, 654-5544, or stop by Sparrow's Greenhouse and Large Showroom.
Does your yard or patio need a makeover? I know mine does, but I'm not an expert. But I know who is. Hardesty Landscaping. There's no job too large or too small that Hardesty Landscaping won't give you a professional design. One that fits your budget and needs. If you can dream it, they can build it. Whether it's a fire pit, patio, fountain, water garden, retaining wall, or shrubs, trees, and flowers, call Hardesty Landscaping today at 242-6015. That's 242-6015.
Our members often ask us, is this loan too small? The answer is probably not. From holiday loans to get through the Christmas season, to braces, guitars, or even that big screen TV you've been wanting. Here at Encompass, we work with you on loans both big and small. So stop by or apply online today. Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you. Federally insured by NCUA, online at EncompassCU.org.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line. It's a Friday morning. I want to thank our sponsors, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, Simple Time Antiques, Ivy Tech Community College, Hardesty Landscaping, Milner Healthcare, Sparrows Florist and Greenhouse, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Encompass Credit Union, and Welty Custom Exteriors. I'm Kevin Keith, and WILO News Director Ken Hartman's with me. Ken, I just got a text from Melissa Miller, our very own 6 to 9 gal. And let me punch in my passcode here. And she says, take a look at the radar. Got a nice front coming through, and not that far away. So
no,
I am
not
looking at radar right now.
And it goes all the way from south of St. Louis all the way up into Upper Michigan.
That is a big, long line.
Yeah,
wow.
It is. And I'm going to guess within an hour.
Mm-hmm. It looks like about right now
and
it's
right
moving into Lafayette.
Yeah, that's why I said about an hour.
So it looks like it'll probably be pretty quick moving. You know, there's not a whole lot behind it, but you never know.
But the thing of it is, there's a couple strong, if you notice there's some reds in there that are kind of strong in a couple places.
Mm-hmm.
And depending upon where they wind up going, we could get dumped on and we just may just have a little brief shower.
Oh.
I know they got the diesel dirt drags tonight out at the fairgrounds. That's the reason why we're talking, and also high school football tonight, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll wait and let that develop then here
see,
and if we need to, we'll bring you the latest here on WILO.
By the way, we've talked a little bit about this. You remember the Twilight Zone?
Sure.
Well, there's going to be a new reboot of that show coming up.
Really?
Yes.
Now that's something I might be able to get behind.
Jordan Peele is going to be the narrator of that. He is going to host and narrate the revival of the sci-fi classic anthology series, continuing the role created by legendary TV writer and producer Rod Serling's the 1960s original. So that's going to start. I think it starts. I'm not sure when it's going to start, but
I'm pretty excited about that. I won't lie. I'm not real big on reboots,
mm-hmm.
you know, and things like that. I mean, you know, you got the original. It's usually, mm-hmm. but I always love the Twilight Zone.
Begin shooting this fall. Premiere on CBS All Access in 2019.
Okay. Wow. So I wonder if that's CBS TV or if that's a special channel. Cause
I think it's a special channel, but don't hold me to that.
Not being able to get any cable out there, we get five stupid channels on the antenna TV, which I'm thankful for those.
Yeah.
But I've said before, it's like living on Little House on the Prairie, man. We get out there.
Melissa Gilbert wouldn't know what to do with that.
No, she wouldn't know what to do with high-speed Wi-Fi.
This I find very interesting. Delta. Let's try that again. Prune the tongue back. Delta is introducing face scanning technology at the Atlanta airport.
Good for them.
They're going to be giving travelers a peek into the future at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson's International Terminal. The airline's in the process of setting up face scanning technology as an option for people heading through TSA checkpoints and the boarding process. A TSA administrator calls it the next generation of security technology. Delta considers it the first biometric terminal in the country. The technology should be up and running in the middle of next month.
That's kind of cool, and I think that's the way we're going to future, you know, and it's probably a lot more safe, so good for them.
Because fingerprints are, you know, well, no, I don't think, I was going to say they could be altered. Sometimes they probably can, though.
Yeah, yeah, no, you're right on that. I don't know how, I'm guessing if they trust it, I trust it in a lot of ways as far as this face scanning, and if it could tell right away if I'm a terrorist or I'm a...
Well, you know, the thing of it is, it doesn't really matter. Once you get in the air, you're vulnerable anyway.
It doesn't matter. No, that's right. I mean, hopefully they're doing the face scanning before you get in the air.
Well, but what I'm also saying is that, you know, these ground-to-air missiles that some people have got
in
certain areas that you have to fly over.
Right.
I'm sorry, then that's not real safe.
Yeah, you're kind of a sitting duck there, right?
That's right.
If somebody wants to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I'm a history buff, and thousands of items from the Titanic might go on auction next month to pay off the bankruptcy debts of the company that owns them. Now, a couple of years ago, I saw premier exhibitions on A&E pulling things up, you know. But, gosh, the amount of money to get out there and go that far down and get, you know, try to recover and stuff. I mean, no wonder they filed bankruptcy. I mean, that's a lot of money they were talking. Premier Exhibitions has been displaying the items salvaged from the ship that sunk in 1912, but unfortunately filed for bankruptcy 2 years ago. The collection is more than 5,500 artifacts and includes a bronze cherub from the Grand Staircase. It's being offered as a collection and not individually. Wow, you got to buy it all, huh? Three hedge funds have already bid $19.5 million for the collection. A judge ruled last week that the auction will only go forward if a rival bid of at least $2 million is made. So we'll wait and see. It may just sit around. I don't know if $19.5 million would get them out of bankruptcy or not, but we'll see. And North Korean leader Kim Jong-un calling for a second summit with President Trump. Moon made the announcement after spending 3 days in North Korea for a summit. Like we said yesterday, Ken, I'm cautiously optimistic on that, right? I'll wait and see. I'm not real convinced yet. Amazon is expanding Alexa's role at home, on the road, and beyond. I meant to ask Tony Sommer, Clinton County prosecutor, if he had an Alexa. The company launched a wide range of new products and features for its voice-enabled assist yesterday at its headquarters in Seattle. Amazon revealed its latest smart home technology in the form of a microwave, wall clock, and a device called Echo Auto. It also announced a deal with Volkswagen and BMW to equip their vehicles with Alexa. And all Amazon unveiled more than 70 new devices and features aimed at making it an industry leader in the smart homes race. I'm all for technology, and I like the technology we have here at the station, but I don't need a smart microwave. I don't need a smart wall clock.
Well,
there is a point where it's too much.
I don't need Alexa to tell me to go to tell her to turn on TV when I'm like within three steps in the apartment.
I know.
I don't need that. I'm sorry.
It's just going to make us lazier. We'll just sit around, Alexa, bring me lunch.
Yeah. What do you want?
Yeah.
Warm food.
Quit nagging. I'm going to leave you with this one, Ken Hartman.
All right.
A fight involving sushi.
I saw this.
And water is being blamed for causing a police chase and standoff along the Texas Gulf Coast. Now, I'm not going to lie, I love me some sushi. Houston police say three women were hurling the items at each other Wednesday night inside a restaurant. One woman's accused of trying to run over a police officer, then leading police on a low-speed chase to Pinemont and Ella, where she refused to surrender in Houston. She was eventually captured after officers knocked out her car window and pulled her from the vehicle. Charges are pending. So basically it was a food fight that ended up in a low-speed chase.
A low-speed chase.
kind of something along the O.J. Simpson. Yeah. I did have a couple today's in history here. Take it as 2:30. We'll have Shan Sheridan in with E Factor coming up here in three minutes.
Three moments.
Yeah. Friday, September 21st, just 101 days until the end of the year. I didn't realize that in 1837, Ken, Charles Tiffany founded a retail store of jewelry, china, and other fine accessories, now known as Tiffany's. Yeah. Did you realize it was 1837?
I sort of did. I knew it was way back there. I didn't know it was quite that far. But, you know, of course, when I grew up, one of the big movies was Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just didn't realize it went that far back. But it kind of makes sense because I've watched some Antiques Roadshow on PBS, and they have Tiffany vases and other things, you know, that have dated back to the 1840s.
You've got spare change. Go ahead and do it.
I'd love to have a couple of those. I'd like to. Some of those Tiffany lamps are beautiful, man. They just, the detail for the time with the technology they had. The inventor of the Band-Aid was born on this day in 19, or was died on this day, rather, in 1961. I'm sorry, to the family of Earl Dixon. He was only 68. He invented the Band-Aid. All right, very good. Monday Night Football debuted on ABC on this day in 1970 with Howard Cosell. And I didn't realize this song was came out the year I was born in 1974.
Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Babe, Barry
White.
Yeah,
Barry White.
I love that song.
We're playing some of that on Wilo. I like that.
Yeah, I almost drug it out this morning.
And, you have my permission to do that anytime you want there, Ken.
Okay.
In 1998, I remember just loving this woman. I was a track runner in high school and always enjoyed that. Olympic gold medalist Florence Griffith Joyner.
Uh-huh.
She died at the age of 38.
I
remember that,
yeah,
man.
I do too.
That was just amazing. Just an unbelievable talent. Mm-hmm. Ken, you have a great weekend.
You do the same.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, take care.
And thanks to you for joining us today, and thanks to our sponsors, too. They are Welty Custom Exteriors, Welty Works for You, Encompass Credit Union, community-minded just like you, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, Susan is there, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, call today for delivery today, Milner Healthcare, Hardesty Landscaping, Ivy Tech Community College, Changing Lives, Simple Time Antique, Step Back into a Simple Time, plus Clinton County Daily News.com, your free local online newspaper. The E-Factor is next with Shan Sheridan. Have a great weekend from WILO.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.